Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a major move in the AI infrastructure layer. The Financial Times reports that Stripe, the payments company, has agreed to acquire OpenRouter, a startup that helps businesses manage their spending across different AI models. It's Stripe's largest ever acquisition, valued at around $8 billion.
The New York Times adds that the total price is $7.5 billion, with $1.5 billion going to the startup's founders and $6 billion to its investors. The deal combines Stripe's payments network with OpenRouter's platform, which lets developers route requests and manage costs for models from OpenAI, Anthropic, and others. Stripe is positioning this as part of a broader effort to become a central hub for AI-related financial services.
One number to know today is 3. According to Salesforce research covered by CIODive, the number of AI agents deployed across organizations has tripled in just the last 15 months. Companies are now deploying these agents in under 2 days on average. The report notes that even with this rapid adoption, measuring a clear return on investment remains a challenge for many teams. In other funding news, Bloomberg reports the AI chip startup Fractal is in talks to raise about $600 million. That would value the company at $6.5 billion, a significant jump from its roughly $1 billion valuation in May. Fractal has an initial $250 million deal to supply chips to Anthropic, and the new funding would help scale production for what the company calls its next-generation inference accelerators. The report notes Fractal's chips are designed specifically for running large language models, aiming to offer better performance per watt than general-purpose GPUs. On the security side, Wired has a story about Claude's new invisible watermarks. Anthropic announced them last week to comply with new European Union rules, but coders say they've already found workarounds online within hours of the rollout. Several developers posted simple scripts to social platforms that can strip or alter the metadata, raising questions about how effective this specific approach will be for long-term content tracing. The article points out that the workarounds exploit the fact the watermark is applied after text generation, making it relatively easy to remove if you know where to look. OpenAI has patched a bug in Codex that was deleting real user files without permission. According to the decoder, the issue was introduced in a recent update and affected a small percentage of users. The fix makes Codex verify deletion targets first, and full access mode can no longer be triggered by accident. The bug involved a cleanup command meant for temporary folders that was incorrectly targeting home directories instead. OpenAI says no customer data was permanently lost, and the patch has been rolled out to all users.
One thing to try is setting up remote approvals if you use AI coding agents. A developer on the ChatGPT coding subreddit shared that their biggest bottleneck wasn't the model's speed, but their own time spent walking back to the desk to approve simple actions.
They timed a day and found the agent was idle, waiting for approval for over 5 hours. Their fix was to use a remote approval system from their phone for safe, low-risk steps like running a test suite. The key is to keep full auto-approve off for anything that could modify core files, but this remote check-in can reclaim a surprising amount of waiting time. They used a simple mobile notification setup that lets them approve or reject a step with one tap, which cut their agent's idle time by more than half. The developer noted this worked well for their Django codebase, where most agent tasks were safe, repetitive checks. That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.